and welcome to another week. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Casey, and this is I Kid You Not.
I feel like you've been super busy. Tell me things.
I'm so burnt out this past month, and the month just started. I had an event last week on Wednesday, and then we got a floor delivery, a brand new product hitting, and it was my first event for the company. So it was actually really great. Everything that we planned, everything that we executed was top notch. It came together flawlessly. So that felt good. Definitely would do a few things differently when it came to the event itself. But as far as the planning any of it, it felt like all the ducks were in a row. It's going to be a crazy month. I just feel like now that all the events happen, there's all this follow-up, there's all of these additional things that you kind of have to do. In the beginning of the year, that's all I wanted was to stay busy, have activities, but maybe more personal.
A little more personal time. Yeah, that would be nice.
I'm thankful and I'm glad that it's going, but I would kill for a window of time where it's just me and I had a
fair. Crave a weekend with no plans, and I haven't had one in a long time, but those are the best weekends. You can just go with the flow. I have it for a day this weekend coming up, and I'm pumped about it. I'm getting a facial, getting a massage and shit like that.
That's what I did this past weekend. I got a facial on Saturday. You know, my sister-in-law set me up. She's been telling me about this facial for like, I don't know, years. They have their own space, but they're
okay.
Like really great, or you're like, where the fuck am I? Here I go. I go into this building. I go up, and I have no idea what to expect. She tells me the night before, Ryan, she goes, don't be sticker shocked. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, she's expensive.
Yeah.
She's like, I just had a facial. It was $700. I said, are you kidding me? I could have a facial. I could have a massage. I could have got a manicure and pedicure. And tip. Like, I just got my hair done.
Kind of facial was it? Was it like a special facial that it cost $700?
I guess she got like some stuff. Mine was a little less.
Holy hell.
And honestly, the woman, you can see that they're educated and have passion. It actually was a really great facial. So for being a little sticker shocked on that kind of price, it was okay. My skin feels great. I feel like she really cleared it out. Then she told me that I should try microneedling and it'll help like make your pores smaller. I've been in so much pain. My back, my shoulder, my neck have been like super tight. And I feel like there's tension on top and tension on top of tension. I felt like what I really needed wasn't the facial as much as a massage. For a deep tissue massage, it's 180, 60 minutes. She really went in where I needed it. It helped release some of the tension. I went into the sauna. I went into the pool where there's like a jacuzzi pool. And I kind of lounged, went back in the sauna.
You pay for like a service and you get to use the facilities.
Yeah, I was just by myself. I just plugged my headphones in and I just took a 2 hours to myself and oh my God, it felt good.
Amazing. Yeah, and we've been setting up the cabana at the beach club and we went a couple weeks ago and just like went in and ever since my shoulder has been killing me. So I went to my chiropractor actually this week and I haven't been to him in a while. So I haven't been to him with this insurance. I'm there the other day, and first of all, he's so handsome, but he looked super skinny. Like, is my chiropractor on Ozempic? He looks too skinny. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, statistic.
Yeah. Yes. And it's unfortunate because he's such a handsome man. So anyway, I went to the chiropractor, and I don't know. I'm really bad when it comes to my insurance. I have a friend who works in insurance, and I used to send him everything when I signed up for the plans. I didn't do that this time, and I'm regretting it because then I'm at the place, and she's like, oh, okay, so you're not at your deductible yet, so you have to pay the full price. And I'm like, fuck, I have a deductible? Like, since when? So I don't know, which I didn't care, but then I was going to make an appointment for later in the week. You know what? He's more expensive than a massage. I'd rather just go get a massage this weekend since I'm already getting a facial. So that's what I decided to do. And the facial, so I tried a new place for my Botox. It just opened in Long Beach MediSpa. I only went like not even 2 weeks ago and it really looks good. I'm happy with it. They were running a special for the month of May. If you got your Botox, you got a free carbon laser facial. So I'm getting a carbon laser facial on Saturday, and I have no idea what that means. I can't
ask you.
But yeah, I like can't find a lot of information about it. She's like, yeah, it's just super easy. You really don't have to do much prep. Like, don't put on any retinol a couple days before. And like, am I going to be super red? What's the, and I'm not like find, right. I'm not finding any like consistent information about it. So now I'm a little bit nervous.
Either you're going to have like a baby face, like a nice smooth or, baby bottom, or I don't know.
Or I'm going to have to like not be able to leave the house for 2 days.
My skin's sensitive. I get very worried about this kind of stuff. But I think at our age, it's the time to start taking care of our skin and exploring what this age skin is and trying to maintain it as we get older.
I get a little bored with them. I won't lie. Like a regular facial, I do. Yeah. I get a little bored. They're so close to your face. I don't love them typically, but I'm willing to try something new.
I love when they're going to town and getting all the crap out. I get so excited. I love when I get the massage on my scalp, my neck, and my shoulders. I hate when they like pet me over and over, but everything else.
The petting.
Like,
when they just keep petting your face. So I'm not the biggest fan of facials. I just understand they're necessary. I also won absolutely no money at the Derby. I didn't go to the Derby, but watched it.
Well, you had fun, so I mean.
My cousin had a little family derby party, and we had a really good time. It was nice. She's got a gorgeous yard for entertaining, and, you know, some people are just good hosts, like natural hosts. She's a natural host. She can put on a little party. It was like, I don't know, maybe 15 of us, maybe. She had it set up so nice, and everything was on theme, and it was so cute. I love that. She's very thoughtful about her hosting.
My building sent my rooftop pool membership.
Pool?
Yeah. And I just keep trying to justify it because in the past I've been down and I've loved it over the years. And
right.
I'm right on Second Avenue. So I get all the fireworks. So it's like worth it for July 4th. It's worth it in general. If I'm having a summer where I'm going to be in the city, right? I heard, and I haven't fact checked, but I heard this year they might be doing it on the west side, which I hate that they're exploring this again.
When you have like a perfect view.
Hating, because the price has gone up a lot. And
the price of everything has gone up. It is so insane.
But my rent has gone up high enough. Like this is definitely a large bump. And then if you want guests, you have to pay additional for a guest book. Somewhat like the beach club, except this
so
is
like,
a
you don't get
much smaller space.
And like the beach club also has free guest days. You don't even get a free guest day. Like every Monday, you could bring someone for free.
Monday through Friday, you could bring a guest. I only have up to two guests, but you have to use a ticket. On weekends, you have to use two tickets a guest. And holidays, you can't even bring them anymore. You used to be able to.
How much are the guest books? How many tickets come in them?
10. 10 tickets come in a guest book. And I think it's like 180 or 170.
So for $180, if you wanted your friends to come on the weekends, realistically, when you're not working, you can only have five friends or like only have one friend come five times.
Well, yeah, because you can only bring up two at a time.
Yeah.
It's a capacity thing. There's a vibe up there. It's definitely a lot of fun. The kiddo with the baby, if my sister-in-law wants to come by and put him in the pool a little bit, she could. But I don't know. I'm trying to justify it because ever since COVID, I just didn't do it. I've just been not in New York during the summer, really. But this year, I think I might pull the trigger.
If you're not going to be at the beach or the beach club at all, why not have access to a pool?
So I'm excited for you about your cabana, though, and especially in your spot.
I'm so excited. I love it. Just, even this weekend, if it's not hot out, I'm going, as long as it's not raining. I honestly love sitting on the beach in like a sweatshirt and reading a book and relaxing. That is way more enjoyable than like laying on my couch, as much as I love laying on my couch. But if it's going to be 60, 65 degrees out, I'd rather like lay outside bundled up and read than lay on my couch. Yeah. Right.
And
I don't know. There's
just a calming space.
Yeah. It's a different feeling when your feet
are in
the
sand. You're allowed to go? Like it's open now to members or?
It's open till 5 p.m. every day. Until Memorial Day. And then Memorial Day Saturday, it's open full time. By this point, it'll have been a week since it happened. What are your thoughts on the Met Gala? Anyone you loved?
There's definitely a few that I thought, you know, looked really beautiful. But I don't know. I feel like I see fashion a little differently now. There are some that I absolutely couldn't stand.
Yeah.
But ones that I loved, our name of people that I didn't even like know their names to. I feel like we posted on social media, but I can't.
Tyla or something? Tyla, is that who you're talking about?
Is that the one with the sand dress? Because she looks phenomenal.
Yes.
She looks fucking phenomenal. Amazing.
I'm like, who's this?
Phenomenal.
No idea who that
can't
is.
Can't walk. Who gives a shit? She looked great.
Don't care.
No fucks. Unpopular opinion. I love Zendaya's looks, but I was not really a fan this year. These two dresses didn't. Everyone raving. They love it. Everyone's talking. That's all I've heard. And I was not into it.
Well, then I'm with you on the unpopular opinion. I was not into it. I want to say I liked her second look better, but I don't even think it's that I liked the dress better. I think it's that I liked her makeup better with the second look. With the first look, I get it. You're putting on, that's like the point of the Met Gala, right? It's dramatic. But the makeup was too like villain character in a Disney movie for me.
First off, yes. What's with all the black that was happening? That all became Vixen for me. I was a little confused about all of the black.
I was pumped when I heard she was one of the people chairing it because she's usually one of the people who, for me, never misses on the red carpet. And I thought these were both misses for me, personally.
I don't think it did anything for her. And I get like all of these dresses were from the archives. I just don't think it did anything for her. And I think she could wear a paper bag and look amazing.
I mean, Doja Cat did go there in a towel. So that was impressive.
Didn't she start in like a wet t-shirt or something?
That was
like
the finishing look. She started in a towel and finished in that like wet t-shirt dress.
Gigi Hadid, she also had a transitioning dress when she came out.
I loved it.
I thought she looked good too.
I liked her dress a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it's a mini Blake Lively moment type
right.
of thing.
Right, I was going to say it reminded me of Blake Lively, but I liked it a lot. I just found out yesterday, I did not know this, that the Met Gala, so the theme and the dress code are different. And I find that very confusing.
Like, don't come in with sandals and sweatpants?
No, this year's, the theme was the Garden of Time. And then the dress code is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
Right, so again, I don't understand the black dresses.
Me either. I guess the like reawakening, maybe the Sleeping Beauties.
And you're not awakening. You look like you're ready to murder somebody.
And another one that was a disappointment for me because I always love her looks and I didn't was Sydney Sweeney.
I was just going to say that. I thought she was Billie Eilish. And when I thought it was Billie Eilish, I actually thought she looked great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I actually thought she looked great.
It would have been super different for Billie Eilish.
Eyes. And I really thought like, because she is busty too. She has a chest. I did a double take and I realized it was Sydney Sweeney. And I was like, oof, this is not good.
I didn't like it either. I guess I find it very Anna Wintour that she has to have a theme and a dress code and they both have to be confusing. You know,
notice
like it's not just like there's a theme.
No, she doesn't get theatrics. Like she does the minimal of it, but she does not go into it. It almost gives me, I don't know if I should say this because I have mad respects for her, guys. But like, doesn't it give you like Hunger Games? Like she's in with there, like at the top, watching everything and regulating everything. And if you don't follow, you are out. Like you cannot come back. Like, and she's watching the show go.
Like President Snow, for sure.
Gives me that vibes hard.
I don't think that's a like, don't come for me thing. That is like a fact. I was underwhelmed by the Met Gala this year. I also found out this week, so a friend of mine, family friends of hers, they've been invited to the Met Gala. They've gone plenty of times. The singular like entry ticket is now up to $75,000. So it's $75,000 for a person, not for a table, for a person to go to the Met Gala.
That's wild. I thought I saw $35,000 for something, but I honestly could be making that fully up. But to be honest with you, like so many of the A-listers don't go. Gaga didn't go this year, and I felt as though, you know, Zendaya was kind of taking her spot, which like I'm not so mad about. But
no,
I was kind of shocked that because she was kind of the queen of.
Well, I feel like Anna Wintour kind of does like to bring in the new blood. Every year. At least
the
more
Kardashians
and more
are still going. And I
don't
hate to even talk about
that. I know.
I think it's because Kim would literally drop dead if she wasn't invited. Like, I think it's, isn't there like all this funny like gossip how she does not like the Kardashians, nor does she even really.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
But Kim, like, she would have, she was ready to sell her soul for that. I mean, she did sell her soul. She married Kanye for her first invite.
She lost a couple of ribs and wearing a pilling cardigan. Like, what I am happening? Just. She so actually did not look well in the face.
I am so over, and don't get me wrong. I know that you don't love them. I don't mind the Kardashians. I don't like all the shit they get done to their faces.
Right.
But anyway, I think they're all, from what I watch on the show, they all seem like good moms. They're ride or die for each other. I love that. But I am really over this look that Kim is, first of all, from a fashion perspective, let's say, do something fucking new. It's enough with the waist that comes in to centimeters and then goes out to your ass and bodycon dresses. It's enough. You've done that.
Well, she's a copycat.
Countless times.
She's trying to be Marilyn Monroe. She's trying to copycat. Every look she's done, whether it's Cher, Marilyn Monroe. Even Kanye's the one that got her into, because before that, he cleared out the closet and was like, you can't wear any of this shit anymore. And put her together. Now, he has no taste with this new one he's with, but with her,
Kanye is a full-blown psychopath, but when he said on the show, oh yeah, I had to clean out her whole closet, she had no style, I died. I was like, that fucking makes me so happy. Before him, she even considered herself like a fashion icon.
It looks repeated, and it looks copycat.
Yes, you're right. It looks repeated. It looks like she's like, it looks stale.
Yeah.
We've got nothing new from you, Kimmy.
Honestly, what'd you think of Sarah Jessica Parker?
I've honestly never been a big fan of her fashion. I liked it. I didn't hate it. I love that Andy Cohen has been her date for the last, like,
yeah, me too.
I don't even know how many years like that. I love that,
and
she brings
so
her bestie.
Yeah, he's
so cute. I've never been the biggest fan of her style. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, I thought she did pretty well. I actually thought, I don't know what the girl's name is. The one with the wood corset.
Oh my God, I agree. The one that was like, looked like a wood floor almost, that just got like shellacked, if that's.
Shellacked. She looked awesome with the red like painting on it. Yeah, she looked, I don't know who that was, but she was slaying.
Ashley said the same thing. She's like, I feel kind of old watching this red carpet. I know absolutely no one. I'm like, right? I don't know who any of these fucking people are. All of my favorite looks, I'm like, who is that?
1,000%. Another one that I think was a fan favorite, but I just don't understand why, was people loved Ariana Grande's dress, and I just thought it was boring.
I saw that too. Gave me nothing.
There's some of the men came, they came dressed. Like Charlie Hunnam was looking like a snack.
Charlie Hunnam, I forget about how hot he is, honestly.
Because we need you.
I actually recently on Netflix watched a terrible movie with him in it, but it's worth it because he was in it. I'll forgive the wasting the last 2 hours of my life because he was in it. Yeah, he's a fucking handsome man, and I forget that. And it gave me like, damn, should I make that my summer binge? A little rewatch of Sons of Anarchy?
I honestly was thinking the same thing because his, when he talks, it just sends the sexiness all the way home. And honestly, Chris Hemsworth was looking pretty good too. I mean, his wife, I wasn't into the outfit.
He looked nice. I've always been a Hemsworth fan, like both Hemsworth brothers. I've always thought they're very attractive.
Me
they're,
too.
What are they, Australian? So I like an accent then. There you go. That's my type. An accent.
I mean, I love watching British TV and I love watching Australian
TV. Do you?
Yeah, I love the accents, and I actually think they're really good. So, actually, Spanish TV, too, is not so bad either. I watch the dubs. I'm into the dub.
Like, did you watch on Netflix, I think it was, like, from Spain, Money Heist?
I started to watch it, but I only watched the first two seasons.
That's a good binge.
I got to ask you, and I know, I think we should debate it, because I already know your feelings on it, and I'm most likely sure you didn't watch it yet, but... Yeah. But Anne Hathaway and Nicholas.
I didn't watch it yet, but I will watch it. So last weekend, I started 6 Feet Under. 6 Feet Under was on back in like 2001. It was on at the same time as
Sopranos. Is that old or something new come on?
Okay. Older shit, Casey. There's so many people in it that were like regulars in like late 90s, early 2000 TV shows and movies. Every time someone comes on the screen, I know them.
So watch this.
I'm totally into it. It was not even a little bit what I thought it would be. And I love it so far. I'm only one season in, but I got really caught up in that.
Idea of You.
And she's like, I thought you were going to watch Idea of You. And I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot. That was on my list. So I wrote it down. And it is my plan for this weekend to make sure I watch it so we can talk about it.
When you first put it on, you're going to be like, why the fuck did they tell me to watch this? This is going to be corny. Like, what is happening here? And then there is magic between them. And it does, it just gets like good. I was kind of like teary a little bit at one point.
Ashley said that too, that she was like crying.
And I was like, really? It would have got steamy. Like you, it just.
Okay. That's what I heard. Good. That's what I've been seeing on Instagram.
And she looks phenomenal. I'm not, I know me and you both aren't like an Anne Hathaway
lover.
Yeah,
just not the biggest fan.
But she looks stunning. I can't believe you're 41 in real life.
Right.
You have this tiny little body. The bangs are working. Your hair is looking good. You look phenomenal. And honestly,
yeah.
I would crush on you a bit if I was this kid.
And honestly, very few people can pull off a bang like that. So agreed. I appreciate it. Usually when someone has a bang like that, it means they're like going through something. So I'm happy for her that it's working. So is he a new guy?
I saw him in High Strung. It's kind of like Step Up. They're both dancers, but different. He is actually a musician in real life. He sings. He plays the guitar. He makes his own music. He's very talented. And he actually sings in this movie that he recorded 8 songs for the movie. Not including the fact that he is part of a band in the movie. But he's so he looks so good in this. And they wind up like connecting and having a lot of chemistry through the movie. There's corny parts, but they're, you just wind up loving. He's been in a couple of things, and this, I think, is launching him into the next tier, to be
for
honest.
Sure. Well, she's like an Academy Award winning actress. When you're in a movie with her, you're going to get noticed differently.
I think she got paid $7 million for the movie, and he got paid $400,000.
I kind of love that little role reversal there that she made. Typically, it's a male lead is making more than the female, but she's top tier. Speaking of top tier, you just sent me this before we started recording. Justin and Haley.
Dude.
We have a top tier baby coming.
Yo, that's going to be one beautiful baby.
Like, stunning, right? Yeah. Sometimes gorgeous people have ugly babies, but I don't think that'll be the case for them.
Oh my God, I don't either. I've been waiting for them to announce this, and I feel like there's two sides. It's either they're not going to have a baby, they're going to break up because the still love for Selena story, like violinist of overplay.
Yeah.
Maybe because his mental health, they were waiting a bit and just like getting to a better place.
I honestly just assumed, me too. I honestly just assumed it was because she's young.
Well, she's young. She also had her shine, like her glow up. He took a back seat and she was able to build a little bit. They were young.
I honestly think like when you get married young like that, that is nice to take that time and have that time just the two of you, because you're not going to have that again until your kids are like grown. And
I don't know.
By then you're in like a different. Right. Exactly. And that's not even a guarantee that your kids will be out. So like,
if you know, they're there forever.
I'm excited to follow this journey on Instagram.
Me too. I mean, hopefully they'll post because they've been more private. What did you think of her video, of her reveal?
It's very them. It looked like they were renewing their vows or something, right?
Initially I thought, I was like, oh, is this like a scam article? And then when I saw the next slide, I was like, oh, okay.
You know how the kids now for like bar and bat mitzvahs, they're doing party trailers. That's what they send out with the invitation. Everyone gets like a teaser. Welcome to the movie trailer for my baby's life.
Wait, we have so many other. Hillary Duff just had her fourth kid.
Four kids. God bless. Yeah,
three with this husband and, you know, with the first one, Mike Comrie.
You don't hear a lot about four kids anymore.
Like, she is thriving in this.
I saw a thing the other day, and it made me think of you. I should have sent it to you. It was like, I just want to take a moment to thank Hillary Duff for not ever having a mental breakdown like the rest of her peers.
Totally. I saw that episode, to be honest. Yeah. God bless. God.
That whole, like, crew went through a lot of shit. I'm not judging. Like, I think how they all grew up, I don't question it at all. Right? Yeah.
They went through drastic change was.
On the other hand, you almost kind of forget about the people who didn't have any salacious things happening as they grew up in Hollywood.
Yeah, she did it in a home birth. in the bathroom.
She did?
Yeah, she posted it. It was, you know, good for her.
I don't want to see that.
Well, you didn't, like, see her actually pushing. You're, like, the aftermath when she's in the bath holding the baby, just, like, in awe.
That's fine. I'm going to ask a personal favor of everyone. Please do not post your birth footage.
I would take it down, to be honest. I don't know if that's censor-proof.
Yes, that's one thing I would get behind Instagram taking down. I have no desire to see a baby's head crowning through a vagina.
Then we have Sophia Richie's about to have her first baby, which I'm, like, so excited about. I know you're jazzed about. Ashley Tisdale's having her second baby, and she's rocking the bump.
Didn't even know she had a baby, so that's great. Yeah, I'm not a Tisdale fan.
Ashley Benson had her kid. They're a few months in now.
Oh, good.
So we got some babies.
So much happening. Speaking of, I saw a thing the other day because now I guess that Lala, now that everyone I think is seeing the real shit that happened, and it's just that basically that Lala and Sheena are like
what that comment actually meant.
Jealous hags, yeah. She's now out here implying that like Stassi doesn't even talk to Katie or something like that. And they both put out statements, and Stassi was like, it's not that I'm not speaking to Katie, I'm just not on Vanderpump Rules. So I'm not involved in this. This is not my show. Like, I can be friends with Lala and be friends with Katie and it doesn't matter. And Katie was like, no, I think it's just that Stassi has two kids now and I'm single and traveling and we're just still in different places in our lives, but we're still friends and we're still so happy when we see each other, but we're not together as often anymore because sometimes that's what happens when your life is just like in a different place.
I just want to know, was it like, I'm curious, was it production that wanted to do the Sandoval arc of redemption?
I know.
I think it was Lisa Vanderpump because she is part of that world because she does favor the boys.
I am less and less thinking it was Lisa just based on all the stuff I'm seeing and watching the after shows and how they phrase their questions to them.
But Lala is standing strong, like, oh, wait till the end. You'll understand why it makes sense.
We're at the end.
When all of a sudden she thinks she's got or whatever.
This is the thing. I could not agree with Katie more. Someone fucks over your best friend, I don't care who they were to you. Fuck them. Like, I'm not saying you need to go and bash him and be all over your Instagram and your podcast and make songs about him like the two of you fucking were. But what you don't have to do is talk to Ariana about him every fucking second.
First off,
well, it's first crazy. For the film with him. Like, the fact, I'm sorry. I don't know about you. This is just my opinion, and you could totally disagree. I am the type of person who it takes me time and space for things. It is not up to anyone else when my time and space is done or when I no longer need it.
Across the board, it should be. Right. Every that person has their right.
For me. For example, I can think of like someone that I hooked up with a few times and then it didn't work out, but he was still cool. But it was like, you know what? I still need space, you know, or I just need a little bit of time. And then give me a couple weeks and I'm sure I'll be fine and not be so annoyed by you. But then there's people who have really done you dirty. And I've never had someone do to me what Sandoval did to Ariana, mind you, after 10 years. I've had people do me dirty and I still have no desire to be in the same room as them. And when I am forced to be in the same room as them because of mutual friends, I do not interact. I got to tell you, if one of my fucking friends were sitting there like, just speak to him, go fuck yourself. No, it's not happening.
Okay, so this is my take. First off, I feel like people forget Katie's being, she has had the same character through and through. She's
through and through.
The core of who she is, and she's been saying the same thing over and over about this man. I feel like a lot of people forget. I feel like this part of why I feel bad for Katie is that this man came for Katie and her marriage and her specifically for so many years, antagonized her. She has seen this devil side of Sandoval for so long. She's standing true to her friend, but she also sees right through this man and is not playing this game. But she has multiple reasons probably of why this man is stop believing his bullshit. Like, when are we going to stop believing his fake tears? That whole thing that she said is so spot on. And what drove me nuts is that.
Oh, I loved that. Like, that could not have been said better.
Flawless. But Lala, and I know it's being said everywhere and it's like an obvious thing. You were cutthroat when Randall, they're still hanging out, that whatever it is. And you're like,
we're fucking pickleball.
Right. If you're in his life, then you're not in my life. And this is only a few months in when this show was aired. And you are have the gall to go off and say whatever you're saying. Like, you thought we were going to be on your side because this little outburst you had at the end of the season. Like, honestly, it just looks so desperate and jealous.
Desperate.
It's just so much jealousy and it reeks of it. And honey, you bought a new house and so did your best pal, Sheena. You bought a new house.
Off of the money you made.
Off of the money of this scandal. Yeah. Now you're flipping the switch. Like Nick Bale says, it's very performative. Whereas Ariana's getting scot-free because she's not contributing. But Sandoval, Sheena, and Alala play their role and their character very performative. And
right.
And people can relate to Ariana because she's going through a real thing. And she doesn't have to do anything.
The gaslighting. Like,
right.
Come on, man.
I want to watch Ariana and Katie. I want to see
them. Me too.
I want to watch James. James is thriving.
The after show is the best thing that's ever happened to TV. Because agreed. James, I think, was like, yeah, of course. Sheena's been through shitty breakups on the show, and Lala went through that whole thing with Randall on the show. I'm sure that they are sitting there thinking, like, damn, okay, I wish that people felt bad for me, and instead they got trolled. But that's not Ariana's fault. And then it was Brock who actually said, like, look, I'm sure that Ariana in no way knew that the opportunities that came from this were going to come from this. She wasn't looking at the breakup as an opportunity for her career. But she's also not stupid and took advantage of those opportunities and then also did well with them. So she's getting more and more.
Well,
so
also woke
now
up,
it's on her own merit.
But she also woke up out of this sleeping state of,
right.
of dark depression, of feeling insecure with her appearance, her body, just like disgusted with everything and not living. She was always behind a shadow of this man. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden she's put at the forefront and she was like, I'm not letting anyone else steal my light. And she is thriving.
And she shouldn't.
Good for her. 100%.
A lot. Everything she says is hypocritical. She said something on the after show like, you shoved this man down our throats for years. No, she didn't shove him down your throat. They were actually dating when you started on the show, Lala. So
he was an OG character on this show. He was with Kristen.
You are now choosing to lick his asshole because she understands that if there's not good TV, there's not more money. There's not endorsements. There's not all this other shit. So she wants the two of them to interact because that's what raises the ratings. That's all Lala wants. It's all purely selfish. Ariana said it on the after show. If I would have gotten an email from him, if he would have written me a letter, if he would have 100%. Tried to speak to me in the house, I maybe would have considered it. But the fact that he waited till there were cameras there and after all, for 3 months, all I heard, or 6 months, however long it had been at that time, all I heard was him going out there and showing no signs of remorse whenever he spoke about it. Now, when the cameras are up and you know that it's the finale, and we're not going to be filming for a little while. Now you want to come up to me and try and talk? Like, I'm not giving
honestly,
you that.
Like, I respect her boundaries. I respect the fact that she was able to just shut it down and walk out because she knew the play.
Yep.
Whereas some people who were freshly out of a situation like this, and yes, she has a lot of support, so maybe that helps. But they might have reacted even if they knew it was a play because of irrational emotions. Yeah, I probably would too. But I respect the fact that she saw it. And she ducked out and she did not give it a time of day. And he just showed his true color. Like the last line of the whole thing was like, that worked for me or whatever. I feel like better TV is when it's a little more genuine. When you see them trying too hard, scripting it, it becomes not too much.
The problem with, I think it's always been Sheena's problem is that she's a try hard. I think maybe because Lala's feeling a little bit more desperate because she is a single mother. I'm not the type of person who, when I post something on social media, like goes back and looks to see who liked it. The only time I really ever go back and check things is when we do like polls because I'm curious to see what people say. But I don't scroll through and see how many people viewed it. I don't check comments really unless like I see something like really nice and I like it. I've never really done that. So I imagine that if I were a celebrity, whether it were like a D-list reality star or like a real celebrity, that I still would not do that because like, why would I care? Right. Especially considering that all these people don't know you in their worlds who are commenting. It's not like my mom who's like, oh, you look beautiful. It's going to be like some fucking stranger.
Yeah.
Lala was saying that Sheena goes through all her comments and then her mother And her publicist will send her comments that people say also, like, bad feeding, things about her.
It's feeding the psychology of...
That's crazy.
Well, no wonder why Brock is, like, losing his fucking mind.
Right? My mother would never. I don't mean to insult anyone's mom, but I would say, like, Mom, I don't need to see this shit. Like...
My mom how, either.
How did your mom not know? Right? But, like, how would your mom not know that that's bad for your mental health? And also, like, my mom would be the one, like, getting into a fucking Instagram argument in someone's comment sections for me.
I have to say, when I post a story, because I don't post often, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So when I do, I definitely do look to see who looked. And I do see who has the heart, only because I just don't do it often. So I'm interested, is someone coming out of the woodworks, or is it just my regular peeps checking in? So I do look.
I used to look when I was in, like, a really toxic on and off situation with someone. Then I would look.
That because makes sense.
I wanted to see if he looked, but that was it.
Yeah, no, I look. And then for our podcast, I only look with polls, like who answered. And,
because that's funny.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it.
Guys, that yes. means that you should comment. You should poll because that's what we're polls, looking guys. At.
So just to know that Sheena is doing that on the regular, I'm like, damn, girl. I was watching this and I just felt sad for Sheena, honestly, because she's so fucked up. Oh, she was crying in her confessional and was like, I needed to let go for me because holding on to this hate just, like, wasn't good for my mental health anymore. Like, bitch, if your mental health was your top concern right now, you would be off the show. This is not what you would be doing.
And also over being friends with Sandoval. Oh, that's is that where we're getting with the mental health? Your mental health, you don't have to hold on to the feeling of hate or anger. You could just, like, let that go and still not engage with this person.
Actually, Katie said that on the after show. One of the producers was pushing Ariana, do you think you could ever forgive him? Is there a time that you'd ever be able to speak to him and forgive him? And she's like, I just don't feel that I owe him any kind of conversation to do that, but I also am not, like, living in that space anymore. And Katie said, I think people are not understanding that you can forgive someone and not even have to tell them, which is pretty much where I think she is. Like, she's moved on from the situation. She's still just doesn't want this shit human in her life anymore.
Every normal human, except on a reality show, like every normal human would have the ability to just walk away. And it is hard. The circumstances are all different. With Lala, she went with a married man. It was all about money. She knew it was sex initially. She got caught up in the lavish lifestyle of whatever it was. She had this turmoil thing. She didn't have her own money. It wasn't her house. She left, took the kid, and then wanted sympathy votes. It all happened in a tainted way. Then you have Sheena, who also has had a bumpy road and not as relatable because it all seemed a bit scripted, but a bumpy road that she kind of went through because there was always a persona that was put up with her. She didn't really...
Because she's not being authentic, yes.
That's it, 100%. With Ariana, honestly, she slays every interview, and I think to myself, like, she's just really a good person. You weren't able to ever see her, just like a Katie. You weren't ever able to see them because they're behind these men.
Peter Pan narcissistic men.
Right. And now that they're able to be free and you're seeing these, like, really loyal, beautiful women, this is what you want the message to be. This is really where production should have leaned into, is women power and just, like, drive that home. And now they're on pause. And I'm kind of glad they are. They kind of need a break. We need some time for them to regroup.
Well,
if they do.
Andy said, look, we've done this before with other housewives and things like that. It's not that we're canceling the show or that we're not going to pick up filming again. They started filming literally right after everything happened because they picked back up filming last year.
Right.
So everything was super fresh. Sometimes you need people to live their lives a little bit and other things to start happening in their lives for it to make an authentic storyline again. We're just giving them some space. I think they need it, and I think we need it.
Agreed. And on top of it, our girly is now going back in Chicago in September. And she's
August 1st.
Oh, it's August? She's going back in August. She's doing Love Island. She's booked. And good for her.
Buddy.
And she's the main cast right now in the show. And she's kind of busy. So sorry, desperados. But
another thing that people were surprised about or, like, are upset about is that the Valley isn't getting a reunion, which
I'm pissed.
I will say I'm not happy about it either. But Andy also commented on that and said that it's very rare that a first season season show gets
Fuck off. Winterhouse was in this fucking clubhouse. I mean, they even got something. This show took. There was a lot of drama. You have two divorces. You have a lot of scandal because Jack's really led it with Kristen, like, on the side.
Right.
I mean, you have a lot to discuss here. Like, that's bullshit.
There's so much happening since filming has wrapped that it's like, wait.
Yeah. This is old school, like Vanderpump, when back in the day when they weren't being cautious about what they were saying. The shit was just coming out.
I don't want Lala and Sheena to go on The Valley.
I agree.
They're too seasoned. They're like a Lisa Rinna or a Kyle. Like when you're on a reality show for too long, you become a producer. You start producing yourself. You start producing situations.
Yeah. For somebody who's in that state of mind, she seems very vengeful and like.
I was just going to say, for someone who's been, she is so not fucking.
To see that, honestly.
I have a question. Do you have any exes or guys that you've, like, been hooking up with that like, you're now close friends with where you would have to see them on a basis where Tom and Katie have to see each other at work or Ariana and Sicko have been forced to see each other?
I guess the most recent situation.
Yeah. Where you've like, been able to become friends, like, genuinely?
Because I think it fizzled out before we really ended things, but we had a lot of respect for each other. It wasn't turmoil. We knew it was going to fizzle out. We went through some stuff together individually in our life, and we just were able to rely on each other. So we have a friendship.
It wasn't like something terrible happened. And
we're different phases of life, and it just kind of ran its course. But we care about each other. There's a lot of respect there. He treats me very well. I think we'll always kind of have that. And we want to try to figure out what this friendship could look like. And it's not common, but...
Yeah. No, I know it's not. I was thinking about it because I was watching this. That must be just so hard. When I think about my ex, how the two times I've had to run into him at our mutual friends' parties, like, oh, God, I can't stand him. But I also can leave at any time, right? I'm not being paid to be there. And this isn't my job. Could I do this the way that they're doing this?
If you would have said about the firemen, I would say no.
No, right? Like, not happening. We're not friends.
I would say it would be more of a Sandoval-Ariana tension, whereas Tom Schwartz and Katie, there is this respect and love with each other.
They're kind of goals right now. Like, they're divorced goals.
The fact that, like, there's still some, like, jealousy. Their lives were attached for so long, and there's still that, but not in the same way.
Right.
But I kind of love that he was like, do you want to just get into bed and like...
and do nothing? And she was like, that's actually more intimate.
Yeah, so intimate. I died. I was like, that is amazing.
People were like not understanding why Katie was still holding on to like her hatred for Joe. I just think, number one, I think you said it before. We've always known who Katie is. Katie is a grudge holder. But also, I wouldn't like this person either. Just because Katie doesn't have feelings for Tom Schwartz anymore in that way doesn't mean, A, that she doesn't still have a special place for him in her heart. And what's fucked up about it is that Joe reached out to her, was all, oh my God, I'm here for you if you need me about the divorce. And then 2 days later goes and moves in with him and then starts sleeping with him. I don't think it has shit to do with Schwartz. I think it's another, I see you, bitch, and you are now someone I don't fuck with. And that's it.
I agree with you, but I also think that during the time, Katie probably has this hold with her because it was still present that she's going through this stuff with Tom. So I don't think it would be with any new person, but because they were still intertwined at the time, there's no...
Right, because I think Joe said that too, like, God help any woman that comes into his life. I think if he met someone
they
now...
They hang out with the same people. They hang out with literally the same girl. Like,
I do love that. I do love when you see, like, divorced couples have still like kept the families intertwined even if they've moved on. And I love that. At my cousin's baby sprinkle in February, it was like, oh, this one's ex-husband and that one's ex-girlfriend and blah, blah. That's nice that you're, when people are able to still do that. I think that happens more so when there's kids involved.
And you also feel like there's actual family because you've lived a chunk of life together.
Right.
They also separated, not in a tumultuous way.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm not against being friends with an ex. Depends on the situation. I have, when I was younger, and this is something that I think just men in Long Beach, or maybe it's men in general, but it's definitely men in Long Beach, a thing of theirs, at least when we were in our 20s. was like a, like you hook up with them, you're doing all the dating stuff. And then it's like, well, I just want to be friends when they meet someone else that they want to have sex with.
Yeah.
And then they keep you there as a friend and they're texting you every day and you're doing all the girlfriend things. And then when you have sex with them again, then it's like, oh, wait, no, but slow down. This doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's what Tom did with Joe. Let's be honest.
100% what Tom did with Joe. Yes. And I did feel a little bit for her in that moment because I've been there. Like, you're lying to yourself and telling you that we're just friends and I'm okay with this. There's part of you that does think, well, I'm here and he's going to eventually change his mind.
Yep.
Because we're always friends.
You feel like, oh, he's being honest with me about this time of his life and I'm the only one he's kind of telling. You feel, oh my God, we have a deeper connection. You start convincing yourself of all these things when reality is he's being upfront. Or he thinks he's being upfront, but you read into all these different messages, hoping and creating this fairy tale. Even though he's back friends with Sandoval, and I think it's like the worst move for him, I actually really am enjoying Tom Schwartz. He's becoming his own person and not just the duet anymore. He's adorable.
I'm with you. I'm noticing when he is with Sandoval in an interview, he doesn't just always blindly agree with him.
I saw a clip on TikTok and I thought it was funny when it was Jax, Sandoval, and Schwartz. And the producer asked them about what they think about Dan. And I thought it was so funny how Jax and Schwartz were raving about how cool he was, how chill he was, how classy it was that he kind of handled it that way and respect. Yeah. That's what you do to like your girl and you have her back. And I'm like, and Sandoval just sitting there just kind of dreading the fact that.
Because.
They
not
love
a,
this guy.
And not a single man on that show, with the exception of maybe James now, but not James in his early seasons.
Correct.
Not a single man on that show has ever treated a woman how she's supposed to be treated.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of worried about James.
Why? In what way?
When Allie said she doesn't want kids, I'm a little worried about that. We've seen it before. I know Ariana was opening up, but like we've seen this in life, right?
I know, we see it. We're on dating apps. We see it all the time. Men who don't. I was literally, Casey, talking to a guy for like 2 days. It didn't say on his profile that he didn't want kids and we were supposed to meet up. And then he said something about his kids. And I was like, oh, you have kids? Like, that wasn't on your profile. And we've been texting for 2 days. You didn't mention it. And he was like, yeah, I do. I try not to like tell everyone that until I know that I'm going to like, it's going to, you know, that I'm going to
lock them in.
I was like, well, do you want more kids? And he was like, no, hard no. Oh, well, then maybe we should stop talking. Because, like, that is not a hard no for me.
Look, he loves this girl, and this girl loves him, and they have a nice life. I think they're good for each other, and I think that he's in with her. But she's young, so maybe it's a now thing. I don't know, but I don't know. When you say you never saw your life with kids, like, that's a hard pill to swallow when you've put all this time and you feel like you found the person, and then they tell the one thing that really could change everything.
I hope it works too, because honestly, I do think that she is a huge part of his growth.
I agree.
And his maturity. Like, that's what a
but
healthy
good timing
relationship.
Too, because he was past the phase and he needed
her. I agree.
Yeah.
But that's what like a healthy partner does, right? An actual partner to you, they bring out the best in you and they nurture that and you do that together. Where if him and Raquel would have stayed together, that never would have happened. And I think if he was with someone who was less emotionally mature than Allie, he might not have grown as quickly as he did.
She puts him in check in the best way possible.
Yes.
She doesn't get irrational or emotional. She lets him be him, but also is like, no, enough.
Yeah.
I really love them together, but that was a huge red flag when I saw that.
That's a good point. He is truly just like the number one guy on Bravo at this moment.
Wes or James?
Oh, James. For sure. Wes, I'm still on the fence about, because now that we saw that Summer House seating chart.
Right?
Is he so far from Ciara? What happened here? Are they doing it just to throw us off? I don't know.
Well, you know, you heard about breakups like a little while back, but then you just don't know what's really going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Intriguing. Do you think Andy is trying to like retire here? Like, what's going on? Because I heard it was kind of fake news, but then it keeps popping up.
So he addressed it on his radio show saying that he's not in any talks to go anywhere.
Okay, good.
I've read his books before, and I know he said in his latest one something about how obviously this life of a late night talk show host 5 nights a week isn't sustainable forever, especially when you have 2 kids. So I know he's definitely thought about different ways to be involved in the network without being like the face of the network.
That'd be weird though. But why can't they record during daytime? Why do they record in the middle of the night?
So that's the thing. They do record sometimes during the day.
It's fucking nighttime. Like, what's
happening? I went to a taping and it was during the day. It was recorded in advance. So they definitely do that sometimes. Maybe that's not a part of the deal in the forever.
You know, right?
What else happened this week? Are you going to give Vanderpump Villa a shot?
To be honest with you, I feel like she's just trying to push it. And I haven't really, I don't know if it's my algorithm, but I haven't really seen much about it. And when I do, I kind of just fly through it. I know there's some drama. I know there's stuff going on. But they're also really young for me. And I watch high school shit, I don't know if I can add.
Much like young shit that's like fiction, like Secret Life of American Teenager, is different than it being that fucking sad that this is really these people's lives.
I don't know if I could watch people in their young 20s being reckless at this point.
I
can't relate to that world anymore.
I've been putting it on as like background noise when I am cleaning. I'm not in any way, shape, or form hooked to anyone. I don't particularly like anyone.
The show, Southern Charm, that restaurant show that...
With Leva. Yeah. Southern Hospitality.
So I didn't watch it, but that looked spicy. And that almost gave...
I actually like that.
Vanderpump. Uh-huh. And that's something I would give more of a shot than this Vanderpump thing. Even
though... Totally agree. So I'm not into the Vanderpump Villa, unfortunately, because I do like...
I love Vanderpump. Vanderpump's my girl. I want her back on the show ASAP.
I doubt it'll get picked up for a season 2. But she's also, did you see she's going to be with Gordon Ramsay, Lisa?
What do you mean?
She's joining season 2 of Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. They're each leading their own team of entrepreneurs and restaurateurs through various challenges for the chance to win $250,000.
That seems intriguing because I know she's a businesswoman. I know she's opened a ton of restaurants. Gordon Ramsay, I'm obsessed with him. So I don't know who I'd root for. We totally did not talk about the thing that came out this week. Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh my God, right. Okay. What were your thoughts?
First off, didn't realize it was this week. I didn't realize we were there. Secondly, kind of loved that Melissa was like, I don't want to talk about her.
I'm LA.
Fully shut it down. She's kind of giving me Ariana vibes. And Teresa... and her little minions, you could see the game and the manipulation.
Wheels turning, yep.
As a comment, I said, Lala and Sheena are giving me Teresa and Jennifer vibes. Both.
Oh, my God.
I watched till the end of the show, delusional jealousy. I kind of love that, what's his name that's married to, what's her face that they were saying about the dildos?
Fuda?
Yeah, Fuda, that he said has been. I was like, oh my God, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Love that. I saw a meme right after it aired. That is fucking perfect. New Jersey's back. Another season of me checking my TV to make sure my color's not off because they're also fucking 10.
That's good. I mean, other than that, I think Dolores looks stunning. I think...
give me Dolo all day. It seemed like a good setup. I'm feeling like it's going to be a good season because it seems just from real life that like alliances really shift and friendships really shift this season.
Yeah.
I hope that Danielle and Food actually become like close this year.
It seems like they're creating.
Because I feel like they could be funny together.
Yeah.
The one thing that struck me was that like I think they're both shitty, right? I think the Gorgas and the Giudicis, I think they're both assholes. But for years, Teresa, I think, has always... except for like the first couple seasons Melissa was on, it's always been kind of known that she hates her sister-in-law, right?
Right.
But Melissa's always put up this, we just love them and we love our family and we want our family and blah, blah, blah.
She had to do it for the parents. She had to do it for her husband. Right.
I just love that she is finally in a space, and I get all the reasons maybe why she had done it, but where she's finally just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck anymore. We don't like each other. Let's move on.
Yeah, but the best part is that her husband's on board with it. It's going to paint her better in the long run. I hate her fucking house. I hate the renovation. I think it looks awful. I think what a waste of money. Unfortunately, they just...
And people came for them.
Well, they should. It was a terrible design. It was terrible.
And then they redid it. I'm pretty sure they redid it before filming, but I could be wrong.
No, they adjusted some things that were massively called out. But in reality, I'm just confused about the spaces. It's almost like, how big can we make this room? And then now we have no idea what to do in this room. And now everything is so far apart. And it just feels cold. Like, and
it feels cold. I wonder who bought their old house. Their like old house that he built the studio for her in.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be publicly listed somewhere. We have to go through the New Jersey archives because now I'm curious.
I'm not going to lie, though. I am a Gorga fan over Teresa.
If I had to choose, I would pick the Gorgas over Teresa for sure. I just think they're both shitty. Neither one of them are ever able to see like what they bring to it. I think that Joe and Melissa can get there eventually, whereas Teresa never can. But it's why their arguments are always so frustrating to me, because it's like we spend the whole season just on a hamster wheel going over the same thing.
Because Teresa, see what she did to me? That's why I did. I'm like, well, you're forgetting the first chapter. The first chapter is actually 100%.
But I think it took Melissa and Joe like seasons to get there, where they would be like, we understand, but also this.
I also think outside world had something to do with like the family to get or in production, like kind of pushing that script a bit too long. And then fans got done with it.
There's a family that no longer speaks. Like, I can't imagine.
There's so many families that don't speak.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, personally, I can't imagine if one day my niece didn't speak to me the way Jaya isn't speaking to Joe. Like, that would break my heart.
I agree, but she has a mom that's like, unfortunately, a delusional mess, and she's following blindly. And unfortunately, Teresa follows people blindly and has taught her kids, and now she's trapped with this man who's going to blindly follow her into bankruptcy again.
I know.
I mean, honestly, who the hell wasn't surprised? You didn't want to sign a prenup when everyone fucking told you to sign a prenup? Like, honestly, like, life is karma, and it comes back. So,
like, you of all people, Teresa, didn't get a prenup.
And there was a thousand red flags. I get it's old school way, but like, you went to jail. Your old school way has got to be lifted, and you got to like protect yourself and your kids. And like, you should have learned that firsthand with all the hustle you had to do.
Remember that video that he put out that came out that one season when they first started dating, when he was on like the men's retreat?
Yeah, it's just like, honestly.
Well, I'm happy that came back.
We didn't even talk about Dorit and PK's.
Oh my God, right. Dorit and PK are getting divorced.
They didn't say divorce. They said separated.
Separating.
Right? So but she's playing the politics of we're still working on things.
They've been separated.
I heard they lived. They don't live in the same house. And he hasn't been home. He's been in London or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not happening this week, folks. And hopefully there's more to come.
Yep. All right, guys, thanks for joining us on an episode we did not plan on. We definitely had something else scripted, but pop culture does sometimes take over. So hope you enjoyed. Hit the follow button and tune in to new episodes every Tuesday, stream on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, socials on Instagram and TikTok. And as we said before, we look at the comments doing polls. So tune in. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.